You're listening to the PGIM India Insights podcast series by PGIM India Asset Management.
Come on in. You're welcome to join us on a brand new episode of PGIM India Insights, everybody, where our experts break down some of the macroeconomic complexities that might be having an effect on the investor market, which I'm sure is useful knowledge for all of you investors out there. I'm Ahalya, keeping you company for a short while before we invite those experts. But before that, let me set the context for today's conversation. In the last 1 year, small and mid caps have witnessed a sharp rally, outperforming large caps. Now, will the small and mid-cap really continue in 2024? I mean, going by the past returns, investors might be tempted to invest in categories which have done well. But that might not be the best strategy to follow. I know, counterintuitive. So in this podcast, our investment experts are going to share their outlook for the market for 2024 and how you should position your portfolio in the current scenario. You're going to learn about how investing in a mix of large and mid-caps can provide better risk-reward opportunity at this juncture. And the word better when it comes to investments is always a good thing. So it's time to bring out your notepads and your pens and pay close attention. This is PGIM India Insights. Ankit, over to you.
Thanks, Alia. Welcome to PGIM India Insights. You are listening to Ankit Jain. And today I have not one, but two speakers, Mr. Vinay Paharia, CIO of PGIM India Mutual Fund, and Mr. Ananda Padmanabhan, who is a senior fund manager. In large cap companies, big companies have become bigger, whereas most of the new emerging trends or sectors in their initial phase of growth have presence in mid caps. Here, I would like to introduce again, Vinay and Ananda. I would like to ask the first question to, Vinay. Market has been on a one-way streak. Market has been up almost high double digits in the last 12 months. So at such euphoria, what do you think? Which part of the market is actually looking lucrative?
Ankit, so currently, first, before looking at the market and its valuation, one needs to look at the context. India has been one of the fastest growing economies in the world, far surpassing most of its counterparts. Not only is it fastest growing economy, but also it is a fairly large economy, which is growing so fast. And on top of that, it has already overtaken China in terms of relative growth rates.
Right.
As a result, it has become extremely attractive for both local as well as foreign investors for investments. And that is the reason most of the money gets attracted towards India. In that context, lots of money chasing limited supply also creates its own problems. And as a result, we are seeing a two-tiered market. When I look at the overall market, it looks reasonably fairly valued, which means the large caps are very much close to their fair values. However, the mid caps and small caps are seeing extremely divergent trends.
Yeah.
So on one side, high quality and good growth companies in both small and mid cap are growing at a very good pace, are showing extremely good quality, but are still available at reasonable prices. On the other hand, we are seeing bubble-like valuations in poor quality and low growth small and mid caps. There are a few segments of the market which we think are seeing micro bubbles being brewed. Like as we just discussed, the low quality, low growth, small and mid caps. We are seeing bubble-like valuations in many of the newly listed IPO companies, lots of public sector companies, companies in the industrial and capital goods sector, especially companies in the railways and the defense sector, real estate companies. And last and not the least, we have to talk about the small and medium enterprises, which is a new platform which has opened up for many investors and clearly is now in bubble-like valuation zone. So I think apart from these micro bubble zones, the other segments of the market looks good.
Sure, Vinay. You're saying that wherever growth is good and return on equity is high, actually, these are the companies which are still looking very lucrative in this whole euphoria which is happening in the market.
Yes.
Sure. So, hi, Ananda. In fact, I want to ask you, in the last 10 years, market has seen unprecedented growth in terms of market capitalization. So now, as we speak, what is the definition of large cap, mid cap and small cap as per AMFI's classification?
Okay. The definition of large cap, mid cap and small cap is pretty straightforward. It is as per the AMFI classification. So what AMFI does is that the top 100 companies in terms of market capitalization is classified as large caps. The next 150 companies, that is 101 to 250, is classified as mid caps. And the balance companies are classified classified as small caps. And this is a half yearly exercise that they do. So while the cutoff limit for a large cap, mid cap or small cap can change every 6 months, but in terms of the basic mechanism for identifying whether a company is a large cap, mid cap or small cap, it is done by AMFI, and that exercise is done on a quarterly basis.
Sure. So the top 100 companies by market cap is now large cap, 101 to 250th is mid cap, and below 250th companies is small cap.
Correct.
So Vinay, here I actually wanted to ask you one more question. As a category, why large and mid-cap category? I mean, if an investor who's investing for the first time, would you recommend a large and mid-cap category?
Yeah, so Ankit, this is a very interesting category. This category forces fund managers to only invest in either large caps or mid caps. You don't go in small caps.
Right.
Now, caps are well known for their stability, for relative risk absorption, whereas mid caps are known to produce good potential returns, albeit with slightly higher level of risk. So when you blend both large caps and mid caps, you get a very good mixture of high growth as well as stability. In the current market environment, this has a very interesting rationale for a launch. We think currently, as we just discussed a few moments back, good quality companies are actually available at attractive valuations. In fact, good quality and high growth companies. And we are able to identify a large number of such companies in both large caps and mid caps. And hence, we are able to create a reasonably good diversified portfolio of large caps and mid caps, which can offer a good mixture of healthy growth and good stability. And hence, I think this is a good opportune time. This style is out of favor. And hence, I think it makes a lot of sense for investors to add this kind of an approach to their portfolios.
Sure. So as per you, you know, large and mid cap, it should be like a core part of a client's portfolio. So Ananda, here I wanted to also understand from you, within large cap, do we get diversification across all the sectors which are like the growth engines of the economy?
Actually, Ankit, no, because typically there are some, because as the definition of large cap, it includes the top 100 companies in terms of market cap. We'll find that certain large sectors like financial services, information technology, oil and gas, which has sufficiently large market cap giants in those sectors, they will end up having a very substantial weightage in the large cap index, as a result of which certain growth engines or certain sectors like chemicals, real estate, textiles, media, some consumer services, they will be underrepresented in the large cap index. Typically, it is the large plus mid cap index, which will typically mean the top 250 companies in terms of market cap, they will have a much more diversified representation across multiple sectors, including sectors which at current scheme of things would relatively be at a nascent stage, but are expected to be the key growth drivers or growth engines of the economy.
Sure. And what are these themes which are today present in mid caps, you know, which might take some time to have some representation in large caps?
So a classic example would be something like auto ancillaries. So auto ancillaries is a critical portion of the Indian automotive industry. This sector is seeing good growth because of increasing content per vehicle, import substitution opportunities, and even rising export opportunities. But if you look at it, most of the companies in this sector are either mid caps or small caps. As a result of which, typically, even as a large cap fund manager, in case any large cap fund manager wants to have exposure to these sectors, then he will be forced to look at certain mid cap companies in the sector in a large cap fund. Similarly, there are multiple other sectors, something like on the chemical side. Chemicals is one of the fastest growing engines of the Indian economy. There is a lot of growth runway because of China plus one, Europe plus one, lot of import substitution opportunities, lot of export opportunities. But most of these companies in this sector are mid caps or small caps. So this is other sector which typically in a large cap index, you won't find sufficient representation. And there are multiple other sectors, something like industrials and cap goods, where in the current scheme of things, you are seeing a huge capex cycle in the economy. But if you look at most of the companies in this sector, they are either mid caps or small caps. So there are such varied amount of sectors or themes that one can play through mid caps, which typically would not be available one wants to play in a large cap fund. Similarly, even in large caps, right, there are a couple of sectors which have higher representation in large caps, but have very limited representation in mid caps. A classic example would be something like banks. So if you want to look at a high quality bank with a strong ROE and a good loan book growth, which can happen on a sustainable basis, you will find that there are no sufficient number of options available on the mid cap side. Similarly, in case you want to look for, say, good life insurance companies, you will find that most of these life insurance companies are large caps. You don't have good options or good selection options on the mid cap side. So a large plus mid cap gives a sufficient representation and sufficient choices across both the legs.
Just wanted to add on, Ananda, that whatever is representing New India in terms of high growth, good quality, like, for example, also Ananda mentioned auto ancillaries, industrial cap goods, banks, etc. But new age companies, for example, most of them come in directly into this mid-cap basket.
Yeah.
And that's a very interesting piece of the business. We have other segments like discretionary retail, like QSRs, new clothing brands, etc., etc. All of these are representing new age India and present a lot of opportunities for investors to participate in. And hence, I think a good diversification of old economy and new economy sectors can be built in this fund.
Sure. So, Vinay, in fact, here I also wanted to ask you that, you know, there's a general saying in the market that, you know, big companies tend to become bigger and bigger. What would you comment on that?
In fact, generally, it is well understood that in businesses, a large company tends to get more and more market share. Mm-hmm. Having said that, we have to understand that there are so many sectors in India which are, mm-hmm. while the sectors are small, companies within that are large. So as these sectors keep growing bigger and bigger, mm-hmm. the companies which are already a large market share in those sectors start becoming naturally bigger and bigger. Like, take an example of aviation.
Yeah.
You would have a sector which is growing fast, large companies which are part of the sector, and they keep becoming bigger and bigger within the sector, and the sector also keeps going bigger and bigger. So there are these larger companies which are becoming bigger, but an important point to note is that on an absolute basis, most of these companies are actually very small dwarfs compared to their global counterparts. And hence, the runway for growth is so significant that we don't want to even start thinking about hitting the ceiling in terms of growth for many of these companies or sectors.
Yeah, compared to global peers, we are still very small, and you still feel that there is a long runway to go. So that's good to know. So also, Ananda, you know, lastly, I wanted to ask you also is, every time, you know, market sees a good run up, and subsequently, whenever market corrects, market always rebounds with a different winner. So why does this happen? You know, whenever markets again, you know, rebound, why the winners keep changing?
Ankit, so typically, if you look over a longer period of time, typically the growth leaders in any sector, say take one decade as one of the parameter for measurement, over a decade, the companies which have seen the fastest earnings growth are the companies which would have seen the fastest market cap growth also, because over a longer period of time, 5 years plus, you will find that there is a very good correlation between the earnings growth of a company and the market cap growth of this company.
Yeah.
Now, so identify to understand why at a growth rebound or a market rebound, different companies come up as the leaders is the fact that at different points in time, what market focuses on could change. Say, for example, in a very volatile market, then the visibility and stability of the growth is something that the market will give a higher valuation. This I'm talking over a very short cycle or short period of time.
Yeah.
But in a scenario where growth is not at all issue across the board, everyone is growing, then market will probably value the stability of growth lesser and give the absolute growth that the company is able to give over a 1 or 3 year period a higher weightage.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the fact that what the growth that a particular company would see in a 1 or 3 year period may not necessarily be the sustainable long-term growth for that company or for that industry.
Right.
So over a shorter period of time, you would find that companies with typically inferior quality but having a very short cyclical uptick in growth might suddenly see a very sharp rebound in their market cap. But as and when you have mean reversion happening, you will see that the earnings downgrade also comes very fast in such companies, and as a result of which they take a backseat, and companies which have a sustainably longer runway of growth on a longer term basis, those are the companies which typically tend to do well over a longer period of time. The other aspect that one needs to keep in mind that at different cycles of the economy or different timelines of the economy, based on the stage of development that the country is in, different portion of the sector tends to do well. So at an initial stage, nascent stage, it would be the typical FMCG or the essentials that see bulk of the consumption. But once the economy reaches a certain size and scale, or per capita household income reaches a certain size and scale, the allocation of a typical household budget towards essential items does not grow beyond a point, whereas it is the discretionary side that starts seeing a much faster uptick. So at that point in time, you find a different segment of the overall consumption basket actually growing much faster than the other one. So those are the subtle things that actually see are the reason why in different timelines or different times of the economy, you find different set of companies or different set of sectors tend to do well.
Sure. And also, you know, Ananda, at different times of the economy, also different part of the market would do well, right? Some year it would be a large cap, which would be doing well. Some years it would be mid cap. So you can also relate to that. I mean, if you can have
more comment on that. So if we historically look at it, typically in a relatively volatile market where people are more cautious, during those times, you find to see the large cap portion of the market doing relatively much better. But in a scenario where market is in a very strong rally and the animal spirits are literally out in the market, then at that point in time, you'll find that the mid and small cap portion of the market tend to do much better. But if you look from a longer term perspective, say you took at a look at, say, rolling 3-year return over a 20-year period, on an average rolling 3-year return basis, if you look the past 20-year data, you'll find that it is the mid cap that tends to do slightly better, followed by small caps, followed by large caps. But then the risk profile also changes. Say, typically, while the risk profile of a large cap would be relatively lower vis-a-vis a mid-cap group of stocks, vis-a-vis a small cap group of stocks will have a much higher risk profile vis-a-vis a large and mid-cap group of stocks.
Sure, sure. Thanks. So let me just summarize, you know, what we've discussed today. And then, you know, both Ananda and Vinay, you can have your, you know, last comment on it. So today, in spite of market, you know, being almost at all-time high, good quality companies, good growth companies are still trading at, you know, discount compared to the other part of the market. You know, the top 100 companies, well, market cap is large cap, 101 to 250th is mid cap, and below 250th company is a small cap, you know, as per AMFI classification. Large and mid as a category is very important because, you know, on a risk reward basis, it offers a better positioning for a, you know, client's core allocation in the portfolio. Also, combination of both large and mid cap gives you, you know, participation across, you know, new old economy and new economy, you know, in the, you know, markets. Also, you know, large companies tend to, you know, be more stronger because of their balance sheets and everything. And hence, they continue to grow bigger and bigger. Also, last what Ananda mentioned was every time winners keep changing. That is also because at what point of time in the economy we are, that makes a lot of reason why, you know, which part of the market will do well. If animal spirits are there in the market, it would be, you know, smaller companies and medium companies which would do well and followed by large cap. Thanks, Vinay and Ananda, for sharing your thoughts on markets and, you know, large and mid as a category.
Thank you, Ankit. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ankit. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on PGM India Insights. I will catch you on the next podcast soon.
What did I say? A very useful conversation to be having at this time of the year, especially. And one thing has definitely stuck out, which is that macroeconomic conditions will continue to impact the investor market. But that just brings us to new strategies of investing. And hopefully these conversations on PGM India Insights prove useful in that journey of understanding. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. This is Ahalya signing off on this podcast. We'll catch you very soon with another conversation. But in the meantime, happy investing.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
You're listening to the PGM India Insights podcast series by PGM India Asset Management.